Welcome back to show 115. It's just me on my own in the studio today. Sadly, everybody else was out on vacation, so you've just got me to take you through the news, and also you've got me doing the interview a little later on. As I say, we're on Ed Show 115, and the very first thing that we have from the news is the ability to set up Azure AD Sync, and Active Directory, and ADFS, potentially, with just a few clicks. In fact, if you want to sync from Azure AD directly up to your on-premises servers using DirSync, we can now do that with the Azure AD Connect trial available with just four clicks of the mouse. You can go from having your on-prem directory synchronized up to the cloud. Of course, if you want to go a little bit deeper with it, then there's a ton more stuff that you can actually do. And we've also actually today got coming up an interview with Jen Field, who's the Senior Program Manager who's behind the Azure AD Connect preview. And she's going to take us through running the really complex version of that wizard, which I can guarantee will save you a number of hours if you need to be setting up Azure AD. Moving on to our next item, Surface Pro 3. You may have heard of it. A little device 12 inches in size, apparently doing really rather well at the moment. And we've expanded the number of markets that are available for you to buy your Surface Pro 3 in to another 25, including Australia, Italy, Luxembourg, Taiwan, and the UK. So those places are all going on sale beginning on August 28th. Great blog post there, take a look at it. You'll find a ton more information out about that launch. Mr. Perriman is currently on vacation, actually not available at all to do any air shows for a while. But in the meantime, over on Network Computing, he's actually been talking about how we at Microsoft use our own software-defined networking technology inside of the Microsoft corporate network. Really great article, lots and lots of depth about how SDN has been set up, how SDN is put into place, and in fact goes on to summarize the thing really, really well. And then finally on the news announcements, we were finding that folks were wanting to try out Azure websites, but finding it a little bit more tricky than we wanted it to for them to be able to get going. So we made it really simple. We made it so that you can go and try an Azure website and understand the power of the Azure website platform in around about 30 minutes. In fact, the setup itself is a case of clicking on this big green button here that says create, having selected one of the seven templates. Having done that, click the green button and you end up with a live web application. I did that just before I came in to record, and it took about 2 minutes for that to run through. And there is my ASP.NET C# sample page. I can then go back to the place it was at before and just have a very quick look at the code, download the publishing files, bring that into Visual Studio, start to edit my website, and I can do that all for free without having to enter any credit card information. And it'll just expire after 29 minutes, and by the time you created it, probably about 29 minutes and 30 seconds. So you get the ability to go and try the power of Azure websites without any of the sign up fuss, and start to see if it's for you. And then if you do want to go further, then you can obviously go and get a normal Azure trial and begin to trial it properly. And then finally, the one last thing is new things on the Microsoft Virtual Academy. Here we can see that starting off on August 14, we actually have a rerun of a live jumpstart that one of my colleagues did a little while ago. There was a couple of issues on the feed, so we're actually going to rebroadcast that live jumpstart so that everybody can watch, and the folks that were online for the Q&A will be online again to be able to answer any questions that you might have during that Q&A. And it's obviously on migrating legacy Windows Server to the latest version, Windows Server 2012 R2. One of the reasons that you might want to do that, of course, is because you might want to be connecting yourself from your on-premises environment up to Azure Active Directory. Coming up in the interview in just a moment, I've got Jen Field, who is the Senior Program Manager for the Azure AD Fabric team, and she's going to be taking you through the Azure AD Connect wizard. Now this is, as I mentioned right at the start of the show, a wizard that will help you to deploy both Azure AD, Azure AD DirSync, or it'll move on to being able to deploy the next version of that, and also ADFS inside of your environment. That setup used to be kind of tricky to deploy. It used to take quite a while. There's a bunch of PowerShell scripts. You can find a bunch of PowerShell scripts on my blog for it. This tool is fabulous. It just takes you through the entire process with a very single simple wizard. So let's go and take a look at the interview with Jen, and we'll be back shortly. Hello and welcome to this Edge interview. I'm joined by Jen Field, who is a senior program manager inside of the Azure AD Fabric team. And we're going to be taking a look at something kind of cool, something that I think our customers have been asking for a while.
And by that, you mean the Azure AD Connect Wizard.
I do, yes,
something
absolutely.
That our team just released in beta at the end of last month.
Yeah.
And this is a tool for helping our customers connect their on-premises directories to Azure Active Directory. This is a process that we've heard is not as straightforward as it needed to be up until now. Mm-hmm. And so we developed the Wizard to provide a common experience to guide customers through that, downloading all the tools they need, helping them choose the right solution, and making sure it works.
I gotta say, when I saw this tool first, I was kind of completely jazzed about the fact that you guys had actually worked on this, because I've been doing ADFS and Azure AD stuff for a while, and frankly, it's been a little bit painful. And I'm really glad that we just listened to that customer feedback and got a tool together that does all those downloads for me, that actually then goes as far as configuring the whole of ADFS and AD to get everything up and running. It's kind of awesome.
Exactly, and for a couple of reasons. Number one, it saves you from reading a bunch of documentation out on TechNet to try to figure out how to set it up and figure out if you got it working correctly.
Yeah.
But also, a little more on the ADFS side of things, it saves you from necessarily having to go out and configure three or four different servers just to connect to Azure AD. We've heard a lot of feedback that that's not necessarily the way folks want to set up to connect to the cloud. Mm-hmm. And so we've done some work to lighten the footprint as well as the complexity.
And it's very cool because it works in that place where you want to lighten the footprint, make it easier. But actually, it builds at scale as well. If you want to actually go out and build multiple Federation servers, multiple web application proxies, i.e. AD proxies if you're in the old parlance, then actually it does that for you as well. And it sorts out all the certificates and puts them in the right places, which frankly has always been a little bit of the most complicated thing to be able to do.
So, exactly, cool. And then as soon as you set up your baseline configuration, we'll let you come back, and this is in our GA release that we plan for the future. We let you come back and build on that, adding servers and adding different things. Today in beta, you can add additional Federation servers and web application proxies once you've completed the initial setup. So you're not locked into what you've set up initially.
Yeah, that's the other thing as well. It's expandable at any point. I think we should dive in and have a quick look at the wizard.
We've
got it running on this machine here. And so I'm going to hit, I agree to the license terms. Having read them, obviously, I'm then going to click the connect button. And it's going to ask me to just check some prerequisites, I guess. Although it's doing this for me.
Exactly. In the past and previously to our beta, customers would have to go out and individually install .NET, individually install the Microsoft Online Services Sign-In Assistant and the Azure AD PowerShell just to get started with the fundamental tools they need.
Yeah,
so we do that for you.
That took a while. You'd end up having to go around, find the latest version, go and get them.
Especially
and
then, .NET took a while.
Yeah, these were things. And particularly .NET was a little bit painful if you were doing that on a server where you didn't have the ability for that server to connect up to the internet.
Exactly.
Because then if you're doing a feature on demand, it became a little bit more annoying to have to go back to the actual installation media to get hold of it.
You can go ahead and kick it off. We do actually require a connection to the internet from the wizard machine.
Yes.
But the client or server on which you're running the wizard doesn't have to be the same as the server on which you're installing the actual components. You can, for example, with using the Active Directory Federation services remote capabilities, you can deploy to remote target servers for your FS and for your web app proxy.
Cool. But it needs to be installed on the sync server, though.
Yeah, and if we should have noted on the welcome page, we do tell you that you need to be running on the sync server.
Yeah. It's super clear. In fact, the first time that I went to run the wizard, I was actually starting off running this, as you would do in production, on my domain controller. So I immediately then just switched over to running it on the sync server. It took me 2 seconds to realize that. I'm going to pop in the credentials here for our Azure AD tenant.
Yeah, and these are your Azure Active Directory tenant administrator credentials. So this is a user in the cloud that has the global administrator role. And we need that in order to set up things like DirSync and Federation settings should you choose the SSO option.
Ah, can't type in my password correctly again.
It's because they have to be so complex.
Admin at contoso.onmicrosoft.com.
Looks right to me.
Okay, I'll type in the correct password finally. So this is kind of cool. Express settings, if you're a simple setup, this is
the quickest way to do your connection. I think Alex Simons, our director, and wrote in the Active Directory team blog that you can set up your connection in 4 clicks.
Yeah.
And this path is what he meant by that. You can go ahead and set up for a single forest. So this is not everybody, but customers who have a simplest configuration and needs can go ahead and set up DirSync with password sync It literally is four clicks, and you are set up. We even kick off sync for you at the end of the wizard.
Oh, awesome. Excellent. So all of your users are actually going to be sent up to the cloud automatically, but we're going to go the complex way. We're going to do customize.
Yeah, custom is what you choose if you just want more options and choices.
And this is, again, kind of cool. Already, you can kind of see, I'm going to select a single forest. It's the only option. Mm-hmm. But I can kind of see a little bit of the roadmap there. Multiple AD forests is planned.
Exactly. And this, and we mentioned it in our beta announcement as well, that the way Microsoft is going is AAD sync for future sync, whether you're single or multiple forest. Mm-hmm. And so as we move into the GA, the general release of the wizard, we'll be integrating with the AAD sync team. Again, it's a common experience across multiple tools from Microsoft, so that you don't have to think about these things separately and individually. So we'll use AAD sync across whether you're single or multiple. So this page actually will go away.
Yeah.
But we wanted to illustrate here that, hey, we're thinking about multiple.
Exactly, yeah. And it's good for folks to know that there's a roadmap here. There's a good plan. So I'm going to click next again. Then we get another set of options with some useful information. So password sync, yeah. Talked about it a couple of times.
And this is where we had a lot of feedback in our private previews that we did mm-hmm. with IT pros, that what are the implications of this choice between password sync and single sign-on? It wasn't clear enough. So we provided some initial help in the bubble that just says, hey, if you mm-hmm. want the simplest option, you can sync your Active Directory password hashes to the cloud. If you want to use a Federation token-based sign-on with ADFS, you use single sign-on. But if you actually select single sign-on as the option, you'll see that it pulls in a few more requirements mm-hmm. that you're going to need yeah. in terms of a couple of Active Directory or a couple of servers for your Federation servers and your web application proxies.
Yeah, and it's I guess it's important to point out as well that you're going to need an SSL cert. Mm-hmm. This is building you out for production, so you're going to need a publicly trusted SSL cert, not just something which has been self-signed.
Yes, and we'll see that in a future page. The wizard will select accept a PFX file mm-hmm. or a locally installed cert.
Cool. Okay, so then it's going to want my creds for my on-premises account, so Contoso / Okay, and then we get the option to either connect to an existing ADFS farm, if you've got a 2012 R2 farm already deployed, or we can build one out straight from the wizard.
Exactly.
This is only 2012 R2.
Correct, today. Yeah. And we use some of the capabilities of 2012 R2 today in the wizard itself. However, we've heard feedback that folks still have 2.x farms mm-hmm. out there, so we're definitely thinking about that for the future.
Okay, and presumably Connect is the place, and we'll talk a little bit more about Connect when we get to the end of the interview, but mm-hmm. Connect is the place to give you that feedback.
Yeah, Microsoft Connect. So we're using the term Connect a lot in this conversation.
Yes, yeah.
AAD Connect is the wizard. Microsoft Connect is the place you get that, as well as other pre-release offerings from us.
Yeah, cool. So it's going to give me I'm going to select the first option here. We're going to create a new farm. And it gives me the option to select a PFX file. So luckily, we have it selected there. This is a really simple PFX file at this point. It's got I'm going to just concentrate on the password for a second. Hey, there we go. It's got a single subject name in there mm-hmm. for our externally facing subject name for our Federation service, fs.contoso.com. We could have multiple SANs in there, which is required if we were doing on-premises.
Yeah, multiple SANs. You can have a wildcard cert as well, yeah. in which yeah. case we'd ask you to specify the Federation service name. But we prevent you from going down the path of choosing your host name as a Federation service name, because as you probably know, that gets you into trouble with Kerberos down the line.
Yeah, that's going to be a pretty bad thing to go and do. So let's go and hit next again there. And then we have to start adding in our servers. So this knows about one of our on-premises servers already. I'll add server one in. But we have a couple, so I'll add in server two. And zero two is probably a good plan.
I think you have a 02 in your environment.
Yeah, there we go.
There you go.
So we're already starting to build out the full scale of ADFS.
Yeah, the Federation service farm. You can add as many from one to as many servers as you want via this page, via the wizard. And probably to make it clear, we've gone down the SSO path in the wizard in this case. So that's why we're being asked for ADFS related options. Had we gone down the password sync page, there'll be a lot fewer options and just credentials that you need to supply. And we could still set you up with their sync and password sync.
Okay, so we'll hit the next button again. And then it's going to ask us for the web application proxy, or the old parlance, the AD app.
ADFS proxy component is now part of web application proxy, yes.
And again, completely building to server 2012 R2.
And this exists for the purpose of allowing extranet access to your ADFS authentication service, which is required for Office 365, among other AAD roles.
Yeah, so it's an absolutely required component. And actually the component side of Windows Server 2012 itself is actually very simple to deploy. It's actually the ADFS part that gets a little bit more tricky.
Correct, and it's a good point you bring up because ADFS and Web Application Proxy are built in server roles, so we're actually not pushing out and installing the software on the servers. We're actually reaching out over Windows Remote Management and enabling that role and then configuring the services.
Yeah, it's kind of it's interesting when you start to look at log files, you start to see that there's actually quite a lot of PowerShell workflow going on underneath, and then you start to see where the power of PowerShell actually starts to really come into being able to deploy stuff. I've just selected server3.contoso.com. I know that that's a domain joined server. Mm-hmm. And a lot of folks out there are probably going to be a little bit scared about deploying a domain joined server into their DMZ.
Right. And so we support, you can supply the name of a non-domain joined server as well in the DMZ, and we'll prompt you for the interactive credentials you'll need and connect there.
Oh, cool. Excellent. So I can just provide my computer name / there.
Exactly, the local admin creds would be what you need.
Excellent, okay. I hit next again. Then it's going to ask me for Federation server.
Yeah, and this page sometimes is a little bit confusing for folks because we've already put in so many credentials. But the specific credentials is when the web app proxy actually has to establish trust with the FS. Mm-hmm. So it's a peer-to-peer trust there, and the web app proxy actually enrolls for its own certificate so that it can function as a proxy. So this is really bootstrapping the web app proxy.
So again, in this case, I'm going to, because we're working in a nice secure environment, I'm going to use my domain admin creds.
Yeah, and the wizard in some ways becomes a credential UI because all the other choices and options besides your credentials, which we don't want to persist, we've tried to default for you to make sure we have intelligent defaults and choices so you don't have to make a lot of choices.
And I guess defaulting to the domain admin creds would probably be a pretty bad plan at this point.
Yeah, probably not. But yeah. We do have some plans to make it a little easier to know, for example, what format of credentials you've had to put in there, so we'll have hints and things like that in the future.
So, okay, and the cool thing is it validates the creds at every point. It's not going to get to the end and go, ugh, those creds didn't work. So it's a good way of going. Now we get this interesting choice around group managed service account versus a domain user account. Every time I've deployed Windows Server 2012 R2 ADFS, I've always gone, or ADFS 3 in that case, I've always gone with a group managed service account. Mm-hmm. I think the real key here is that for IT admins out there, you don't need to actually manage the password across multiple servers.
Right, saves you that overhead and management challenge of having to deal with those passwords, exactly right, and works across a farm. So that's why we like GMSAs. However, they do require a 2012 DC, so if customers don't have that, they can fall back and choose the other option and specify a domain account on this page.
Yeah, it's definitely a more secure way to go to not have to manage those passwords everywhere. And it's particularly easy when you're deploying multiple Federation servers as well. It makes life a lot more easy. So we'll hit next again. And it's going to ask us for the domain for Federation.
This is your Azure domain.
Yeah. This is so inside of the Azure application, the Azure AD portal, you can go in and add a specific domain that you want to be set up and federated. So you need to have done that step first. But then we can see we've got some options here. Contoso.com is partly set up for us?
Yeah, so this is the concept of the managed versus the federated Azure domain. So as you probably know, you can go into the Azure AD portal and create an Azure AD domain, and you have two choices. Do I want to use this domain for single sign-on, or do I not? And if you choose not, you end up with what's called a managed domain. That's where you use cloud passwords. Mm-hmm. We can actually create a managed domain, or convert a managed domain into a federated domain. In the wizard. We just give the admin a warning here because that does require overwriting some configuration.
Cool, okay. And then there's some other options there, though, of course. So we could use Contoso Fed, which is actually a completely set up one, which we've been in there and configured it for SSO.
This is a mainline scenario. The customer has chosen, I want to use this domain for SSO, and they've gone and configured at their network service provider the DNS settings that they need.
Yes.
And so then we're mainline, you're completely gold, and we don't have to warn you with any additional information.
And then the one we want to go to is bad Contoso. I think I love the fact that we've actually set up a bad Contoso.com
domain. I don't know if we actually own that one or what.
Yeah, I'm actually going to go and check. I'm going to go and do an honest look up on that. But this is actually telling you exactly what you need to do in order to verify that domain. So the standard process, go and set up a text record with your domain registrar, or the same thing with an MX record.
And this only shows up if the customer hasn't actually done that. If they've gone and their network service provider is good and we can find the records in DNS, then we don't show this.
Yeah, so it completely moves out of the way. So let's go, and again, you've got the link there to learn more about verifying.
Yeah, you might have seen in various messages we have a learn more. We have a learn more for different help bubble text, as well as different error messages or page links. And we tried hard to make those links pretty specific to what the actual problem is. So you won't just go to some generic page. You'll go to, hey, what are the specific requirements for ADFS, specific requirements for certificates, or in this case, Azure domains that we support.
Okay, I'm going to hit next then. And then it's going to go off. It's going to go and configure the synchronization process for us and start that process off. So when you get to the end of the DIRSync wizard, it's going to just
be
do that last
right
bit.
Away. Mm-hmm.
And then the second thing, configuring password hash sync. Why would I want to have password hash sync turned on at the same time as deploying ADFS? It knows that I've deployed ADFS, so why tick that by default?
Exactly. This is a good point and kind of a new thing, which is that you can actually set up password hash sync in addition to Federation. For example, if you want to only deploy a single Federation server for now and not set up the entire load balance cluster yet, you can still have somewhat of a highly available solution by being able to fall back to cloud sign-on. So if your Federation goes down, you can switch your Azure domain to manage, and users can still sign on, as opposed to having a solution where if you lose one Federation server, you're out of luck.
Yeah, and it could just be that you may be you actually might have deployed multiple Federation servers in one location, but it's possible that maybe you've only got one network connection back out to the internet
sure.
from that location. And again, it's a good fallback option to have in place.
Mm-hmm.
You can turn it off if you don't want to have the password sync stuff in place as well. So finally, we hit install. It goes off. It actually configures everything, sets up all the servers. This is running a little bit at warp speed, it has to be said. Having done this a couple of times, you've got kind of a probably a 20 to 30 minute setup point in there where we go off, we have to pull down all those all the installations, we have to install them on the servers, we have to sort of add all the roles into the various Windows servers.
Deploy sync with SQL Server Express underlying,
mm-hmm.
Deploying ADFS, setting up the ADFS to Azure Trust as well, which was previously only a command line PowerShell option. So now we integrate that into the wizard. So it does take some time. And another piece to mention is that the way we've built the wizard and the way we do the tasks is that we check to see if each task is done first before we go ahead and do it. So if you actually run through the wizard and there's gets through the DIRSync phase just fine and there's some sort of problem with ADFS, you can actually run the wizard again or even just click retry in the window there.
Yeah.
Once you've resolved the issue, maybe it's a permissions issue or something like that. It'll just zip right by the DIRSync piece. So, oh, I've already done that, don't need to do it. Mm-hmm. And then just go into the AD part.
Yeah, I've noticed that. It also gives you a link direct, well, tells you exactly where the log file is as well. So you can dive into the log and start to kind of pull apart what the problem actually could be if you need to go to that kind of level.
And as you've seen, the log is pretty detailed.
Yeah, it's an awesome log file, actually. It's kind of nice. It just produces a whole bunch of information that you can then go and consume. And then I've used this a few times, go hit the retry button. As you say, it runs through, it checks everything's okay, and then it tries to do the next step that it failed on again. Hopefully you fix that.
Yeah.
And then it steps over and moves to the next section. So it's finished everything, but it's giving us kind of like a not exactly a go away, it's all done message. It's kind of like a might be one other thing.
We're not quite done. So the wizard doesn't do all the steps magically for you yet. One of the pieces we don't do at this point is setting up your DNS for you, your corporate DNS. So your Federation service name needs to resolve both internally and externally.
Yeah.
So what we do is we ask you to go ahead and do that, and then we offer the green verify button so that we can go and check it once you've done to make sure that it looks good to us.
Cool. Excellent. Okay, so if I hit verify, it will actually go and verify. Tell them that everything's good. That's, just a production of our demo environment at the moment, but that'll kind of tidy up for GA. But it gives you everything you need to go to be able to go and give it a try right now.
Exactly, because this, as you've mentioned, this is our beta version of this particular page, but in the full release, you'll have a nice message that says, hey, we've checked everything, looks good, and sync is running. So what you can do now is go to the portal and check and see if your users are actually showing up. And if they are, go ahead and do a sign on, and it should work just fine. And you can sign on to Office 365 or any of your other Azure services.
Cool. So I think what's kind of neat about this whole thing is that given a little bit of, lag inside of your environment for all of the deployments and everything, you're basically going to be able to deploy ADFS, Azure AD Sync, you're going to have fully synchronized domains, everything's going to be set up for all of the different uses of Azure AD, probably within the course of about an hour.
Yeah, from the simplest configuration, maybe 20 minutes, to if you have some complexity of your farm environment for ADFS, maybe about an hour.
Yeah, and that honestly is a massive time saving. I can literally count the days that I've put into implementing ADFS in the past, and it's incredible.
Right, and a lot of the time saving, again, is saving you from having to go through all those TechNet documents and MSDN documents to figure out what am I supposed to do in the first place, where are the tools I need. So that was a lot of what we were hoping to do.
That's cool. And I love the fact that we're going to extend it with the ability to add in Azure AD Sync when that comes.
Right, exactly. Stay tuned. Well. Because in general, as we release new things for Azure AD, we plan to integrate them into the tool so you can set them up. So I work across all the different teams on their future plans and get them into the wizard.
Fantastic. Jen, thank you very much for coming in and explaining what this is doing to us.
Want to tell people where they can get it? They can get on
absolutely.
Microsoft Connect.
Yeah, on Microsoft Connect. So that's connect.microsoft.com. You'll need to go and sign up. It takes about 2 seconds to complete the sign up. You get a very quick message back, an email giving you the update. So should there be any updated versions of the preview, you actually can email in your inbox saying, hey, there's a new version of the Connect tool.
And you can file a bug and if you have feedback.
And that's probably the most important thing. You are looking for feedback at the moment.
Right. We've opened it up so you can download the MSI without even registering. But you do have to register to be able to submit feedback to us. Mm-hmm. And then we receive that feedback and work it into our process.
Cool. So the reason that the tool is there is because you guys asked for us to make it easier to be able to deploy ADFS, to be able to connect to Azure AD, and to be able to deploy DirSync without having to go through all that documentation. Please have a look. Please read the bugs. There is a link to connect.microsoft.com at the bottom of the show. And Jen, thank you very much for joining me.
Thank you.
So that was a very quick walkthrough of the Azure AD Connect Wizard. And you saw Jen there taking us through tons of different things that it can do. We can really use certificates that you might be using in production. It's entirely designed for production use, of course, at the moment. It is just in preview. That will change. Maybe it's best not to use it on your production environment until we move into the general availability a little later on. As always, we value your comments. We really want to see them, so please comment underneath the post. Drop me a link on Twitter. My name is SciMonster on Twitter. And you can also contact us at TNEdge on Twitter as well. And never forget that we're also on Facebook, so you can give us a like over on Facebook. Thanks very much for watching The Edge Show, and come back next week where we'll be doing something else.